This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy talks about the theory of evolution and perhaps the real reason why some people choose to accept it as fact. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever wondered why the theory of evolution is so popular? I first ran into this when I was a student at the University of Washington in Seattle. The theory was taught and accepted by many as an indisputable fact. But why does this theory get such a grip on people? Is it because it is scientifically proven beyond a shadow of a doubt? Hardly. The theory of evolution is far from a proven fact. I believe it's an easy way out for people. All of us realize that if there is a God, and He made us and gave us life, that we are all in some way accountable to Him. And if He has revealed His will to us, and even sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to teach us what is right and wrong, if we don't want to live the way He teaches and believe in Him, the simplest thing to do is to deny that any of it's true, and declare there is no God, that the Bible is a bunch of tall tales, and that I owe my existence to a theory that says somehow, somewhere, at some time, there came into existence a living cell, and from this living cell, man evolved by a process of natural selection. And all the life forms, the palm tree and the honeybee and the giraffe and the whale and the ant and the mosquito, all of it evolved by this natural process. According to this theory, all plants, all animals and man were formed by a process of small changes. Now, in contrast to this theory, we have the record of the Bible, which tells us that man is a created being. Notice the way this truth is stated so simply in Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. You would think that man would be honored by such a statement. If someone says, "This campus was founded by Thomas Jefferson," it's a mark of prestige. If someone says, "This house was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright," it's a mark of honor. But some people would rather have their origins in a murky swamp as something that crawled out of the slime into a muddy bank and eventually up on the trees and became monkeys. So the scriptures are clear. We owe our life to God, and may our lives be lived in such a way as to honor Him. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. And ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.